I'd like to call to order the Town of Elbion organizational meeting. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks for coming. We'll go through the policies and procedures. Unless somebody has a specific question, we're not going to bother to read them all because they're the same as they have been for several years. There are a couple that I will read because they're new. Does anyone want to touch on the Town of Elbion's rules of procedure? Okay, here's a new one, the Town of Elbion Drug and Alcohol Policy. I will read this, the policy statement. The purpose of this policy is to ensure public safety and to maintain a safe and productive work environment for all employees by preventing accidents or other dangerous incidents that may result from drug or alcohol use. This policy pertains to all employees of the Town of Elbion who have cause to utilize hand tools, operate any motorized equipment, and drive or operate town equipment during the course of their employment with the town. The possession, use, or sale of alcohol on Town of Elbion premises during work hours is strictly prohibited. Further, the possession, use, or sale of illegal drugs is prohibited at any time. Employees are prohibited from reporting to work under the influence of alcohol or drugs. An employee who is taking a prescription drug is required to present to the town a statement from the prescribing physician that the prescription drug will not impair the employee's work performance. The Town of Elbion will require drug testing of applicants for employment in all safety-related positions. Any applicant who refuses to submit to the test will no longer be considered eligible for employment. The Town of Elbion will require drug testing of all employees who may have the task of operating equipment or hand tools. Any employee who refuses to submit to the test will no longer be considered eligible for employment. Drug testing shall be conducted in accordance with Department of Transportation rules and regulations. Specifically, individuals will be tested for the presence of controlled substances, including but not limited to marijuana, cocaine, opiates, amphetamines, PCP, and alcohol, and will be subject to pre-employment, reasonable cause, periodic, random, and post-accident drug testing. Such individuals must test negative for the presence of controlled substances. Discipline. Employees found to be in violation of this policy by either directly possessing or using alcohol or drugs as prescribed above or through a verified positive drug test or by court conviction will be subject to immediate disciplinary action, which could lead to termination of employment. Any employee who fails to cooperate with the requirements set forth in this policy, including refusal to test, failure to provide a specimen within a reasonable time, failure to report for a scheduled appointment to provide a specimen, or adulteration of a specimen will be subject to disciplinary action, which could lead to termination of employment. The town strictly prohibits the use, possession, and/or sale of illegal drugs, drug paraphernalia, or unsanctioned use of alcohol while utilizing Town of Elbion equipment or property. The town will cooperate fully with public authorities in the prosecution of anyone in violation of said prohibition. Information concerning drug and/or alcohol test results and information will be released only to the employee's direct supervisor or town supervisor. This information will also be provided to federal and state agencies where required by law or regulation. Test results or documentation showing the employee has been subject to random drug testing shall be provided to that employee or to his or her designated representative upon written request by the employee. And then the alcohol and drug policy acknowledgement. I state your name here. Acknowledge that I have read the Town of Elbion's alcohol drug policy and that I fully understand that violation of this policy will be grounds for immediate disciplinary action, which could lead to termination of my employment. That's been written and overseen by our town attorney. So hopefully it follows law. Town of Elk, any questions on that statement? I'm sorry? Okay, I will get you one. The rules of conduct, anyone have questions? Town of Albion's workplace violence prevention policy. The non-elected appointments, budget officer is me. Deputy town clerk will be Michael Ford. Tax collector, Amy Ford. Town attorney, Prosaic Law Firm. Registrar of Vital Statistics, Amy Ford. Records manager, Amy Ford. Dog control officer, Stephen Kronk. Superintendent of Cemeteries, Brenda Walter. Code enforcement officer, Vern Mowers. Assessor, Mike Maxwell. Justice clerk, Janice Condis. Bookkeeper, Michelle Brower. Accountant, Bowers and Company. Board of Assessment Review, Nancy Sheely, Donnie Little, and Sue Scouten. Highway Working Foreman, Edward Bennett. Town Historian, Florence Gardner. Deputy Town Supervisor, Lonnie Madison. NOCA Rep, Stephanie Pierce.
Question.
Okay.
My clerk, her salary is 84. You got 75. Does it make a difference?
I thought I updated them all, but I will make a note of that and reissue this.
Well, just so that way this has already been, in the budget and everything.
So yep. It's properly in the budget, so. Supervisors, appointed committees, to be honest with you, I didn't even do this because during the last year, we didn't even talk about committees. So as we go along, if we need to form a committee, we'll form a committee. Does that sound reasonable? Mm-hmm. Town of Albion procurement policy, questions? Town of Albion investment policies and guidelines?
We're going to do some of that, right? We're going to research that.
Again, like I did last year. Yep.
I think that we could make some more money.
Yep. You're probably right now.
Right about right now.
Yeah.
Do it for a 6 or 9 month.
Okay. Okay, Code of Ethics. Policy against discrimination and harassment. This touches on the sexual harassment policy. We have to train for that every year. We also now have to do bloodborne pathogens and right to know. I've been in touch with NIMR and they will supply us with the necessary material, and in fact all three of those can be taken online individually, and they have ways to monitor that people actually took the course online, so that may be the easiest way for us all to go. But I'll look into that as we move forward. Procedure for auditing claims. I'm going to skip the Association of Towns delegate because we got to do a resolution, so I'll do that one just a bit further down.
I think you might want to go over some of that next one.
Cybersecurity?
No. Number 14.
Yep, I'm going to. Yeah. But first, I forgot to, and I put it on my own copy. I got the cybersecurity first. So we'll touch on the cybersecurity because this also is a relatively new one. We did adopt it last year at one of our meetings, but basically it's to cover the town if we are breached. It tells us what procedure we follow and who we have to notify. We don't really have huge security system because we don't have anything that's worth stealing. we do have a procedure if anything comes along. And anybody that I've talked to computer-wise, Paul Baxter, Aaron, Vern Mowers, any of the people that are involved, the most important thing we can do is back up all of our information, which I do quite regularly. So any other questions on that? The Town of Elbion hiring policy we came up with last year as well. And it didn't really change anything from then. The only thing I did change was Number 11, I included the current rates of pay for everything. So I was going to make a note that just applied to the contract, but we do have to cover seasonal and part-time employees, so I did include all that after all. Other questions?
No, I think the question arose about the amount of pay for seasonal employees. Wingman versus driver. And how is that written for drivers?
$15.50, possessing a CDL and operating the snowplow. $15.50 per hour after 30 days of satisfactory performance, it can raise to $16 if the highway superintendent recommends it.
Right. And what about the 3 years of
18.
But can you read how that's supposed to be?
Employees that meet all the criteria and have a minimum of 3 years experience with the Town of Elbion will be paid at the rate of $18 per hour.
But the rest of it is employees possessing a CDL and operating the snowplow without incident will be paid at the rate of $15.50 per hour.
Correct.
They have to have both criteria.
Yes.
In other words, winging does not get the same amount of money if you possess a CDL license, correct?
Correct. Okay, let's do resolution number one, and then we'll talk about the Association of Towns Delegates because that includes resolution number two, if that's okay with everybody. Town of Elbion Organizational Meeting Resolution number one of 2021. A lot of ones going on there. The regular town board meeting will throughout the year 2021 be held at 6:30 p.m. on the second Tuesday of the month in the Altmar Albion Municipal Building. All board members, town clerk, and highway superintendent are required to report at 6 p.m. to review, audit, discuss monthly bills. For as long as the governor's executive order lasts, town board members may participate in the board meetings via Zoom. The public may tune in via Zoom, but are not allowed to participate. Rules of procedure. Town of Elbion's rules of procedure for all meetings will resemble parliamentary procedure. See attached rules of procedure. Public notice. The purpose is to provide notice to the public and news media of the regular and special meetings of the town board at which public business is officially transacted. Such notice is designed to facilitate public attendance at such meetings to allow the public to observe and listen to the deliberations and decisions of the board. No smoking. The Altmar Albion Municipal Building will remain as a non-smoking environment. This will also include employees' rights to request no smoking in any equipment owned by the town. Purchase equipment. The purchasing of tools, equipment, repairs, etc. by the highway superintendent is authorized up to $3,000. Any items in excess of $3,000 must be prior approved by the board and bid. All other officials are limited to expend up to $300 and must get prior board approval above that amount. All town officials should utilize the town procurement policy. Bids. The Town of Elbion will accept any official New York State or county contract bid. Any county contract must be from an adjoining county. Dates and payment of all salaried employees. The payment of all salary employees shall be monthly and will usually be paid at the end of each month worked. The deputy clerk shall submit a timesheet and will be paid monthly. All other clerks will be paid monthly. The highway superintendent and the town clerk will be paid biweekly with the highway payroll. The town does not provide leaves for vacation or sickness and has not established a plan for coverage of town officers for medical and hospital expenses. Date and payment of all permanent employees. The payment of all highway permanent employees will be held back 1 week from the end of the pay period worked. The rate of pay will be in accordance with the Teamsters contract. Date and payment of all part-time or temporary highway employees. The payment of all part-time or temporary employees will be held back 1 week from the end of the pay period worked. See highway hiring guidelines for pay rates. Town historian should provide the town board with an annual report of all correspondence that has transpired during the year. Official depository, NBT Bank, signature of accounts, supervisor and deputy supervisor, official newspaper, Queen Central, official radio, 93Q, mileage allowance, reasonable mileage compensation will be paid at 40 cents per mile to town officials traveling on town business while utilizing their own personal vehicle. Mileage is to be recorded by using odometer readings and should be detailed on a voucher, including the purpose of each trip. Invest of idle monies. The town board authorizes the supervisor permission to invest all idle monies. Petty cash drawer. The town clerk is authorized to maintain a petty cash drawer not to exceed $25. Loitering. The town board will enforce the local law of 2001 titled Loitering Law. This will include the Altmar Albion Municipal Building, the highway garages, and all other town buildings. Health insurance. The town board hereby establishes a health insurance plan for all of the town's permanent highway employees, Teamsters. This plan will be offered through the New York State Teamsters Council Health and Hospital Fund and will follow the Teamster contract. Overtime. All permanent highway employees will be paid at an overtime rate detailed in the Teamsters contract. All part-time highway employees will be paid 1.5 times their normal rates of pay for all hours exceeding 40 in a given work week. Bulletin board. The town's official bulletin board will be the town's town clerk's board located outside of the north entrance of the Altmar Albion Municipal Building. The town clerk will be responsible to post all notices. Media contact. The town clerk shall be the responsible party assigned to contacting the news media. The clerk shall give the media 72 hours notice of all special meetings and public hearings wherever practical and or possible, and will maintain a phone log depicting the person contacted with the date, time, and purpose of said call. Supervisor report. Supervisor shall submit to the town clerk within 90 days of the close of the fiscal year a copy of his annual report to the state comptroller and require the town clerk to publish a notice that is available, that it is available for inspection to be published in the official newspaper. Tax collector. All monies collected by the tax collector shall be placed in an interest-bearing account until such time as is transferred to the supervisor and or the county of Oswego. Town officials. The town board requests that all department heads are in attendance at every regular monthly meeting. If any person cannot be present, a detailed monthly report must be submitted to the supervisor at least 3 days prior to said meeting. Return check fee. The town board imposes a charge of $20 on each check tendered as payment and returned for insufficient funds. This charge is in addition to any charge levied by the bank. Audited claims. All audited and approved claims for payment made at each regular monthly meeting shall be paid by the end of the month following said regular meeting. Payments to the town. Any services rendered or sales of scrap, equipment, or materials shall be paid to the town by check, made payable to the town of Albion. Budget limitations. Appropriations for all expenditures of funds are included in the 2021 adopted budget. Every effort should be made not to exceed these appropriations. Payment to vendors. Town of Albion Town Board will not pay any bill that is received 90 days or more from service or sale date without majority approval of the board. Policy approval. This resolution includes acceptance and moving into adoption the rules of procedure, rules of conduct, workplace violence prevention policy, procurement policy, investment guidelines, code of ethics, sexual harassment policy, highway hiring guidelines, computer system security breach notification policy, and procedure for auditing claims, and the drug and alcohol policy. Any questions? comments? Can I have a motion to accept?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yep, we're signing it right now.
You've got the drug and alcohol thing on there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, I hand wrote it in.
What were the dates? Did you change some dates?
Yeah, we haven't got there yet.
Okay.
But yes.
I'll switch.
Sorry?
I'll switch resolutions. Since everybody signed that, you can have that.
Okay, now we'll go into the Association of Town Delegates. I'm writing to remind your town to assign a delegate and an alternate to attend our annual business meeting with the purpose of electing the president, 5 vice presidents, and voting on the association's annual legislative platform. Assignment should be made to town officials who plan on attending the 2021 training school and annual meeting to be held virtually February 14th to 17th, 2021. The town board must adopt a resolution designating its delegate and alternate. The alternate will assume delegate voting responsibilities if the delegate cannot vote for any reason. After the resolution, complete and submit the enclosed certificate of designation to us no later than February 5th, 2021. The resolution number 2 of 2021, designation of delegate for AOT. Be it resolved, the town board of the town of Albion, Oswego County, New York, at a special meeting of said board on the 12th day of January 2021, as follows. Whereas the town of Albion town board has found it necessary to appoint a delegate for voting responsibilities in the Association of Towns, now, therefore, the Albion Town Board appoints Rick Stoll as delegate and Mike Faulkner as alternate to perform the duties necessary at the Association of Towns annual business meeting to be held virtually February 14th through the 17th, 2021, dated this 12th day of January, 2021. I have a motion to accept.
Motion.
Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Is there any other business that anyone wants to bring up but within the organizational meeting realm? Okay, briefly, the judge had pointed out that he would like to have his department audited in April rather than March because of the shutdown of the court. So Amy agreed to have the town clerk audit in March, so they just reversed. So town justice will now be April, town clerk will be March, town supervisor will be May, tax collector will be June. Is that okay with everybody?
6 o'clock. Mike.
6 o'clock, yes, sorry. Any other questions, comments? Can I have a motion to adjourn the organizational meeting?
Motion.
Second?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.